nothing like it. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I spent most of last weekend at CompuWare Arena in Plymouth at the MHSAA Ice Hockey Finals and encountered some people and some things that reassured me of the true role of high school sports for our students and our communities. In the quiet moments Thursday afternoon, while preparations were taking place for the first semifinal games, I was chatting with one of our radio network announcers, and without any prompting, he started going on and on about how excited he was to be there and how great the high school experience was. He told me that someone would be foolish, even if they were good enough to be playing on a youth hockey team that put them on a supposed path to the so-called next level, to bypass the high school experience. I had a blast, he told me. All my friends came to the games. It made going to school during the day that much better. I don't know how anyone would not want to play high school hockey. Then about 15 hours later, I learned of the passing of Granville High School hockey captain Ryan Fisher. His team was to play in the semifinals. It got a little personal for those of us in the MHSAA office because Ryan was in his second year on our student advisory council. A multi-sport athlete and a fine young man, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family in the Granville community. And what a community. There was no hesitation on the part of the family or the Granville school administration or community. The game would go on. In numbers that were probably larger because of so many people wanting to support each other, they made the trip across the state. And over 5,000 people, most of them in the greater Grand Rapids area, watched the game on MHSAA.tv. Waiting was an opponent that knew a little about their pain. Detroit Catholic Central had lost one of their own about a year ago, a football player, and the Shamrock faithful showed up with signs supporting Granville and many students wearing maroon and white, the Bulldogs' colors. At the conclusion of the game, the two cheering sections applauded each other, as it should be all the time anyway, and when the victorious CC players waiting at center ice to shake hands saw the Granville huddle at the far end of the ice go down on one knee, they sprinted to the goal and huddled with them in prayer. No handshakes, but hugs and support, followed by both teams on the ice saluting the Granville cheering section. Granted, the circumstances were extreme, but there's no reason for the respect shown then to not be shown every time two teams get together. The following night, CC returned to CompuWare to face Brighton in the Division I finale before a standing room crowd of over 5,000. An official for one of the better junior hockey programs in the metro area commented, "This is what we wish we could have. Crowds like this, enthusiasm like this, but only high schools can do this kind of stuff." And so we come full circle to the value that our games have and the values they teach. Your junior programs, your travel programs, your AAU programs, your developmental programs, to heck with them. If you want your kid to have the best overall experience possible, the best educational athletics experience possible, it's at your local high school. There's nothing like it. Thanks for joining us again this year. We'll see you in the fall. You've been listening to MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.